We are learning Mesechtas Shkolim, and we are starting on top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zokta Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Mesaknim Mesadrochim Vesarachoyvois Vesmik Vesamayim Vaisin Kol Tzarechirabim. That's the Mishnah says, this is on Tezvav. Or Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announced that you have to bring the Shkolim. And they announced that you should get rid of your Kalayim. On the 15th day, they said Purim. You have Purim, you have Mekriyas Megillah in the walled cities. And then it says you fix the roads and the mikvahs and all the Tzarchi Rabim. What does Tzarchi Rabim mean? Elohein Tzarchi Rabim. Donin Dine Mamanis. They paskin all Chash Mishpat Shailas, Dine Nefashis, anyone who's Chayiv Oinshim, Chayiv Mises, Dine Makos, Chayiv Demalkas, Upoidim Arachim, the Poide, which means they collect the people who made the neder of Erechim, v'charomim, v'hekdeshois, different type of hekdeshois, u'mashkenes asoita, and they give the drink to the soita, a lady who's a soita, they give her the mashke asoita, v'sarfim es hapara, and they burn the para aduma in order to have the para aduma for making people tahar, v'orfen agala, and do eglarufa, orfen aglarufa, do eglarufa, if someone killed and they don't know who killed. But writes in Eved Ivri, and they make a hole in Eved Ivri's ear if he wants to stay more than 6 years. They take off the minnow off the water, because they had special water cisterns that were there for the summer. Because the winter, everyone had water. But at the end of the winter, now it's coming to summer, they open up all the wells, the water where they stored the water. Certain cisterns, they served the water. And not going to be water in the summer. They use this water until the next winter. Now, we have a bunch of Tzarchi Rabim here that have no shaychis to the end of the year. We have a Tzarchi Rabim, the Mamanis, the Nefashis, the all Paidim, Erechim, Haram. What's it to do with this? So there's two pshatim really in the Rishonim. One of the pshatim is that since this is a time Beis Din is sitting down anyway to take care of the other needs like the kalayim and the other things that they have to do at the end of the year, so they convened anyway. Therefore, they take care of these other things they have to take care of. They're ready up to this already at this time also. Another reason is that the Meir says svara, that there's a svara that tichla hashana v'chol oinsheha. Let the year be over with all the oinshim. Let's not keep all the oinshim, pushed off for next year. Let's finish it up this year. That's to take care of all these things. There's two pshatim. Even though there's no shaychus really to this, but once they were sitting down for Tzarchi Rabim that are negeya for the end of the year, before Nisan, end of the winter, they also did the other ones also. What? It was done. It was done every day of the year. That's true. It was done every day of the year, but it was sometimes they got pushed off. That they didn't have time. You go a lot. It was a court. They're backed up. So they finished everything up at the end of the year. So the first part we said it's very geshmak because they were all in Beis Din anyway. Because this is a time we all came together. The Beis Din got together, gathered together, to do all the other things that are negeya. But this time of the year, so they're here anyway. So let's get everything rid of everything. Or at the end of the year, they said this is too bad. Now everyone has to come down to Beis Din. And let's finish up whatever we have to do. And that's why that's negeya at the end of the year.
Lav dafka has to be done at the end of the year.
No, of course not. Most of the things, no. Usually you're not done at the end of the year. Just this is at the end of the year. They just made sure they cleaned the slate from all of the things they had to do. And some of these things are negated at the end of the year. For example, the case of the opening the water cisterns, the things of water, that was negated now because the whole winter they had water, just in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't rain in the summer. So they have this water prepared and they open up the locks off the water in order that people should be able to drink the water. Now, Taman Tanino, we learned the Mesechtas Moed Katan, Mashkin Beis HaShlochim, this is on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, Halacha is, you're allowed to do Tzarchi Rabim on Chol HaMoed. It's one of the things you're allowed to do. Tzarchi Rabim is Mutter. In certain way, Fanim, if you learn Hilchos Chol HaMoed, it's very complicated, but that's one of the Kolim, that Tzarchi Rabim is Mutter on Chol HaMoed. Even though Halacha is also Chol HaMoed, Tzarchi Rabim is Mutter. Taman Taninon, Mashkin Beis HaShlochim, that what they did was, they were allowed to water the Beis HaShlochim on Chol HaMoed, u'mitzayin al kvaros. What they gave us is the mitzayin al kvaros part. That they put markers, they put signs on the kvaros to you know where there's a caver that someone should not become tummy. Did that on Chol HaMoed. Could Tzarchi Rabim? So afraid the Gemara, like kvaratzinu ma'adar? What's in the game on Chol HaMoed Pesach to mitzayin the kvaros? We did it in Adar already. It said one of the things you do on the 15th day is mitzayin the kvaros.
Sagt die Gemara, Tifate, so Yara Chetav, Sagsham, Shatvu. Since it rained over the winter, the limestone they used to make signs on the Kvarim got rubbed off, and therefore it was necessary to do it again on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, V'yoytzim af al kalayim, which means on the 15th day, the Shluchei Bezdin went out al kalayim, which means, no, so Yitzim al kalayim is going to be going the halacha by Moed Katan. But first, the Mishnah says, V'yoytzim af al kalayim, which means the Shluchei Bezdin went out on the 15th day of Adar, and they ripped out all the kalayim. On the first day of Adar, they made the announcement. On the 5th day, they actually went out and ripped out the kalayim. It says in the Mishnah in Sechs Moed Katan, that on Chol HaMoed also, v'yoytzim af ha-kalayim. They also go out on Kalayim on Chol HaMoed. Why are they going on Chol HaMoed to rip out Kalayim? Loi kvar yotzu ma'adah, they didn't go already out 15th day of Adah. And for the Gemara, t'pasa shohisa ha-shona ha-feil, it was a late year, v'enat tzvachim nekarim, and the plants weren't recognizable yet, and therefore, when they went out on 15th day of Adah, they didn't see anything. But they had to go out again Chol HaMoed because a lot of things grew late this year. Menayim letzion, where's the makar in the Torah, at least the Kabbalah, to be mitzayin kvarim, to make signs on kvarim. So Rabbi Brachi or Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, said b'shem Rabbi Chunya de Bras Chivrin, Bas Chivrin is a place, or Rabbi Yitzi Amrila, Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, b'shem Rabbi Chunya de Bras Chivrin, or Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Zil, B'rei de Rabbi Chunya de Bas Chivrin, b'shem Rabbi Chunya de Bas Chivrin, that the Makar, the making signs on kvarim from this pasuk. The pasuk says by Mitzayro, when he goes outside, he's telling everyone his Tomei. The Tomei, Tomei Yikra. And we learn out from here that Kadesh Teheya Tumma Karalach Apia, that the Tumma should call out with his mouth, Va'oimrus Lach Parosh, get out of here. So therefore, we do that also for the, that's a person has an option, he could say Tommy Tommy, okay, we can't talk, and therefore, in order to make kind this din of Tommy, Tommy Yikro, we mitzai in the Kvarim, make signs on the Kvarim, markers on the Kvarim, everyone should be Pirish and not get near here, all the Kahanim should not become Tommy. Rabbi Ila B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman. It's also the gay Yisraelim or carrying truma or anything like that. Any kachim also should not become tamei. Or before yontif, all the you have to know where tamei is. Rabbi Ila B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman brings a different pasuk. This pasuk is talking about a nevuah la'asad lavei. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So it says that b'mechemes goyig u'magoyig. At the end, the yidden are going to everyone's going to get killed out. All the goyig u'magoyig. And the goyim are going to be, the corpses of the goyim are going to be all scattered around Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to bury them in a place called Gai Hamoin Goyig. Gai Hamoin Goyig. It means like the valley of the nation of Goyig, that's where they're going to bury them. So it says in the pasuk, Va'ovru Avin Baretz, V'ra Etzem Adam, and Va'ovru Etz Leit Tzion, he's to make a Tzion there, and really, pasuk is to make a Tzion to show everyone where this is, so they come bury him, but Lemaisa, when the darshan is pasuk like this, the pasuk in Yecheskel, etzem mekanchim etzayim atzamos. From the word etzem, we learn that you make a tzion on atzamos. Halacha is roiva atzamos. It's a quarter of a kav atzamos is metame ba'oil. Anything that's metame ba'oil, you have to make a tzion. If it's not metame ba'oil, all you have to do is bury it on the ground. No one's going to touch it. It's not a problem. No one's going to make a tzion. It's only metame ba'oil. So metzayim atzamos. Odom mekanchim etzayim al shedra gorlis. The halacha is a shedra, the spinal column or the skull is also matam ba'il, even smaller than a reva. Ubana, the lashon ubana, mekanchim etzayim megavi evan kavua. You should make a tzion. The marker should be on an evan that's kavua, not an evan that's movable. Because if it moves around, ma'amar at the gavi evan telusha afhi ha'ilechas matam makamacher. It'll just move around and matam everywhere else, and people are not going to know where the tumah is. The pasuk goes further and says etzloy. You know the dashim etzloy that you don't put the marker, the stone with the marker on top of the cave of mamish. Because then it's too late if you walk over it. You put it right before it. L'mokim tahara tzion. You make a tzion in the mokim tahara. So, no, mokim tahara. That's what we do. Mokim tahara. If you put it in a place where it's a tar, that's where you put the marker, and therefore you won't inadvertently go over it. You see right there, I stop right there. And the word tzion, mekan tzion, that teaches us that you have to make a tzion. Adkan, the drushes that we have, that the makar for markers. Now we have a brisa that says like this, umatza. It says like this, matza. It's not umatza. It's matza. Matza even achas mitzianis. You found one stone. You go in the field. You see one stone that has a marker on it. What do you do now? Obviously, mekayim mekayim. You're not allowed to have only one stone because if it's in the makam tahira, then you don't know where the tumah is. Which side of it? There's four sides of a stone. You don't know which side is the tumah. So obviously, mekayim mekayin hamal alaha tami. L'maisi, if you mal on that stone, it's tami, because you assume ani omer meis mitzuyin. You never on that there was a mace under this. And that's why it's tumah. Hoyushtai, if there's two stones, so if there's two stones, then you know in between the stones is a tumah. Amala layim bimala on the stones is tar. Obunayim in between them is tumah. Mayakharish bentayim, if you plow in between them, arehein ki echidois, then if there's plowed in between, you don't plow kvarim. So if it's plowed in between, then you know arehein ki echidois, you know that it's single. You know that there are single ones, so v'nehem tar, v'nehem tameh, between them are tar, and on top of these stones is tameh. Zok, the Gemara Vayta, the Brisa says like this, Tani, ein mitzayin al basar. Never be mitzayin on a basar. Why? Because a basar, it decomposes. If it decomposes, within a week or two, it's not going to be mitameh anymore. So, therefore, what's the problem? So if you mitzayin, I'm speaking out before the Gemara speaks it out, that if you mitzayin, it's going to come out for the next 100 years. Every time someone goes over it, they're going to burn tumah on it. You can't burn tumah on that. And so for the 1 week that you might have tumah, you don't have to do tzion for that. Because it comes out worse if you make it tzion on basa since it decomposes. Tani, ein mitzayin al basa, shem es akel al basa. Rav Yusta Bar Shunam Boy Kumi Ramana. He asked Ramana, I don't understand. Isn't it come to Thomas on people who go over it? There's no tzion here. Amalei mutiv shiskalkubela shaw by skalkubela oilam. It's better if once, in the beginning, for the first weeks, it can happen in Kilkel, then they have Kilkel the next 100 years. It's better if you have Kilkel right now than you have Kilkel in the next 100 years. Therefore, it's better not to do a tzion on basa. They don't make markers on basa. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah is a continuation of the end of last Mishnah. Om Rav Yehuda. For Shoina, when the Shluchei Bezdin went out on the 15th day of Adar to rip out the Kalayim because the people weren't listening, so for Shoina, Ya'ukri Mashlich of Name, used to rip out the Kalayim and throw it in the field. Mr. Rabbi, Rav Eirik, Gemara's explain exactly what the story was, why this didn't help much. This Eitzah, so Rabbi Rav Eira, they continued doing not being careful about the Kalayim. Ha'imashlichim drachim, they threw it out into the streets. And they still weren't being careful. What they did was, they said, you don't care, we mafgir whole sada. Everyone come and take whatever they want. And that already worked. So the three levels of atakana. The Gemara explain what was wrong with the first two. Zok to Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda. Tani, Am Rav Yehuda. By beginning, what they did was, they ripped out the klayim and threw it in front of the field, in front of them. And these rishayim were all excited. Stay smokers. First of all, Echa Hashem and Achshon are the same. Free pruning. The Shluchei Bezdin coming to free pruning in the field. Pruning means rip out all the weeds. They Ramesh did a great job on the field. Ve'echad, Shohayinanim, and Akalayim. And second of all, they left it around the field so the animals came in animal food. So Mamish, they got two free items here. They loved it. So it didn't help much. Mishrabah, Ve'avera, they kept doing the Ve'avera. So Hamashtik Ma'al Drachim, they threw it into the street. Now it got ruined so the behemoths couldn't eat it. But still, they were happy. Afikin, Ayusmechin, Shohayim and Achshon are the same. Maisa, they got a free pruning of their weeds and of their climb out of their field. So Eskinu Shemifkarim called Sadakula. The Mafka now, Bezdin said that people keep Kalayim, that we're gonna mafka the whole field. The Shluchim as it came out, they watched, saw you, oh, you don't keep a climb? We mafka the field. And we mafka the field, Hefka Bezdin, Hefka, everyone wanted to come take whatever they want, and that already got them nervous. Menayim took the Gemara, Shehefka Bezdin Hefka. How do you know this Yisoy, this thing, this Koyach, that this power the Bezdin has to make Hefker. The Ksiv says in the Pasuk, in Ezra, they wanted all the Yidden to come with their wives. A lot of their wives were not Yiddish wives. And other problem with Yuchsin. And he said, everyone has to gather in a certain place. Their whole property will be taken away. We're going to make them Hefker. So you see, Claude, there's a power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. But the question is like this, good hefker bezin hefker, but what's the halacha now? The halacha is, we know, a real hefker that you make hefker is potter memaisras. Here, when the bezin made this field hefker, so on one hand, you're causing a loss to the bayil, on the other hand, the levim are going to get a loss, so they're not getting meister anymore. So is hefker bezin hefker potter meister or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Menayin shu p'tur memaisras. How do you know that hefker bezin hefker is potter memaisras? Rabbi Yonasan Brady, Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'acha says, I tell you where you can learn it from. I'll tell you where it's really Gemara Shaila really is. Is it, Menayin, the way the Takan Chayatan learns, is really Gemara Shaila? Is it Pata of Maestros or not? Do you have a riot to this? So he said, yeah, I have a riot to this. Shomalam and Adot. The halacha is, Eim Abrim Es Hashanah. We know something called the Iber Yah, comes from the word Ma'abrim. Ma'abrim as Hashana means he put an extra Adar. So, Ein Ma'abrim as Hashana, Leib HaShvias. You don't have extra Adar now in Shvias. That we understand very Gishmak, because Shvias is a year where you're not doing any work, and your whole field sitting fallow all the whole year. So, you don't want to add another month for that. So, therefore, you're not Ma'abrim as Hashana, Leib HaShvias. Leib Mat Shvias, not Mat Shvias. Then we'll explain momentarily why not, but Mat Shvias. V'im Ibrua, if they did it, if Bezin did it, Harezu Mu'uberes, it's an extra month, V'choydish Echad Shum Maisiv Lepata Maisiris, and do you think this extra Adar is not Pata Maisiris? Lachas on Shvias also, since it's all Hefka, it's Pata Maisiris. So you're telling me, what? Maisir. Huh?
What Maisiris
are in Shvias? There's wild stuff that grow. So there's no Maisiv, because it's Hefka. Because it's Hefka. So your field could grow a lot of things, that's called Svichim, there's things that grow. So you're Pata Maisiris that year. And we're saying, even though the Beis Din decided it's Shvias, it wasn't a real Shvias, still you put the Meisters. So it's a Raya that a Hefker, Beis Din Hefker, works, even Legai Meisters. So the Gemara says, now, the Gemara is explaining, before the Gemara comes back to this Raya, the Gemara is explaining this Halacha, the Eim Arvan Shalom of Shvias, and much of Shvias. So the Gemara says, Akadoy in Shvias. We understand Shvias that you're not Ma'aber, why not? You don't want to extend the year, Shemitah year. But much of Shvias, my, what's wrong with the eighth year? The eighth year, which means the year after Shvias, what's we make an extra month there? Omer Rab Avon Rabun Shloy Le Rabbis BeIsachadosh. You don't want to be Moisav BeIsachadosh because, like this, you don't have any produce at the end of the sixth year, not the seventh year, and now we're in the eighth year. Now they want to eat the new produce of new grains of the eighth year. The problem is you can't. It's Chadosh. You have to wait for the Omer. If you push it off a month, you're not going to have the Omer until a month later. So you're not going to have nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat ready for years already. So here, you're going to push it off another year. You're not going to have any grains to eat. And therefore, it's a prime chadosh. Therefore, you should not extend the Matzah Shvias either by a month. So the Rabbi is based on chadosh. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Loza, Hadadat Omer. So that's the halacha of Matzah Shvias. The Gemara says, this whole idea that we don't extend Shvias or Matzah Shvias, Hadadat Omer actually hit the Rebbe, Lahavi Yerek Mechutz Laaretz Laaretz. That's only before Rebbe allowed the Yerek to come in from Chutz Laaretz. Because that's only when Rebbe held was usher to bring in the Yerek and Chutz Laaretz. The halacha was, he was Chayshir Shemin to bring in a Gush Afar, and the halacha is that the Afar of Eretz Am, the Afar of Chutz Laaretz, since people bury whatever they want, is Tamin Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, once they were mat there to bring in Yerek, so then there was no problem making Ibriyah, because they had enough food. So Hadadat Amar actually hit the Rebbe Lahav Yerek Mechutz Laaretz Laaretz. This whole halacha is only when they weren't matter to bring Yerek Mechutz Laaretz to the Laaretz. Avmash hit the Rebbe once. Rebbe was matter Lahav Yerek Mechutz Laaretz Laaretz. Once he was matter to bring in food and grains and vegetables from Chutz Laaretz Laaretz, then he shvius he shashar sheshvua. Every year is the same. You could make Ibur Yar for every single year. Something about Avaita. It says Tani Eim Abram. Omer Amana, not a limitation to this halacha that was saying you can't do Ibra Yars for Shvias and Matz Shvias. Omer Amana, Adadat Aimer Berishayna Shayashalam Ketiktam. That is only in the years when the years, they went like planned, that the whole year always, the seasons went exactly as planned. Therefore, the Ibra Yar was really going to make the seasons worse. Ava Akshav, now, these days, that a lot of times the seasons, we're still in the middle of the winter in Adar Rishon. It's mamash tiferai in the winter. So here, you add it in a month, it's not going to make a difference because it's just making that Pesach and everything lands up in the right season. So then, there's no problem doing it in Shvias. It's not really extending anything because you can't plant anyway because the years are not ketiknon. Ava achas reina shalom ketiknon, hi Shvias, hi shar sheshvua. Shvias, shar sheshvua, same halacha. And a riot to this, tani shal beis rabbi gamil, ibru of a matzah Shvias biyad, Taka by in the Ramgamil's days, they were made an Ibriya of Matzah Shvias right by the beginning of the year already. Because they already saw that the year was not Ketiknam, and therefore they made an Ibriya already then. So therefore it's not a lacha that you can't do it when the years are not Ketiknam. Now we're gonna go back to the Raya we brought. We had a Shiloh, Hefka Bez and Hefka's potter you from Maestris. He said, yeah, we have a case of Shvias. Zakhti Gemara, it's not a Raya. Omer of Oven, in Minadol, less at Shmamin Akulom. You see nothing from that Raya. Why? Because by Shvias is a Pasik. Shemar is Chayesh Aviv, Shamreel Sheveo Bechidushoy. It's a first Pasik, it's the Raisa there. That they make Ibayar, it's not the Rabban and then Hefka Bezen Hefka. It's the Raisa they then, that Ibayar. They make Ibayar, it's Shvias for real. It's not like a Hefka Bezen Hefka. So maybe really Hefka Bezen Hefka is not a part of my Maestris. I there, because there it's really a Shemitah year. Don't make a Raya from there. So where's the Arayah? So back, we don't know what's the Arayah now. Back to Halach over here, with a mafka the field, are you part of Maisus or not? Where will be Arayah? So where is the Arayah? Haidah means like Heichon. Where is the Arayah? So the Arayah is from a Mishnah and Peah. The Mishnah and Peah says like this. We know it's like a leket, that things that were left out of the bundles, those pieces of tool or grain belong to the Aniyim. This guy was an Oyv Kacham, he doesn't want to take it. What he did was, when he processed his bundles, he did it over the leket, the top of the leket, and he covered the leket, and the Ani came in, the leket here, and he left. This way he was saving the leket. So he gets a knas. We'll see. It says in the Mishnah, Godesh Leket Tachtov, Kol Negeis Ba'aretz, anything that's touching the ground, even the bushels that touch the ground, which really didn't wasn't leket, Chazal made it leket. Hare Hein Shal Aniyim, Blungs Ten Aniyim. V'Ramar Rab Ami B'Shem Rab Shimon V'Lakish, turning to the Gimel base. V'Ramar Rab Ami B'Shem Rab Shimon V'Lakish, the Beis Shammai. This is going according to Beis Shammai. Why? Because Beis Shammai is Hillel, if Hefker La'Aniyim is called Hefker not. Maybe you need Hefker La'Aniyim and Ashirim. Hefker La'Aniyim, I know, is not called Hefker. So the Rish Lakish says, most is going to Beis Shammai holds, Hefker La'Aniyim alone is enough. The Iki Beis Hillel, since it's not a real hefker, aniyim oichlam masrim, they could eat it because Bezdin made it hefker, but it's not real hefker, so they take off. They have to take off meiser. For only Rav Yosi, shemaru shupata meiser divakom shem knosa. Rav Yosi, no, that it's pata meiser. Why? Because it works with hefker bezdin hefker, and hefker bezdin hefker even works, but only hefker aniyim. That you can't make hefker aniyim v'loy last year. Only a personal guy can't do it, but hefker bezdin hefker works. So zok the mefarshim. That you see from here, it sounds like this, that the raya is from both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that Hefker Bezdin Hefker works. So Beis Shammai, Hefker Bezdin Hefker works, and we just said that because the more than having a thought that Hefker La'Aniyim doesn't work for Beis Hillel. But you see here, it's only as Hefker Bezdin Hefker, you're part of from Maestris. So you see from here that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you're part of from Maestris of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and therefore we have a pshitas to our Shiloh if Hefker Bezdin Hefker is part of Minah Maestris.